the tower, see which is in which. See which is in which. And if he will not swear, we'll take away. We'll take away the tower. So Mimele, that means it's Mishlavanitka. At the same time, when he swears, so he gets a half. So we take away this half that we give to Ruben. We take away, in effect, from the possession of Shimon. So it's Mishlavanitka. So it's both. Now, so Mimele, since it's both, so the Rambam can call it Mishlavanitka. He could call it Mishlavanitka too, but he can call it Nishba v'neiter also. Now, what would be the halacha in such a case? Let's say he's a mecher. If we assume that Vashnai more than talis, where they both hold on the talis, so each one is a mordek in the hole. So the shvuyeh is the shvuyeh, the chachomim omitake, is both Nishba v'nistar and Nishba v'neiter. Suppose the mecher testifies, let's say, look at Zuzim Tavai, and the Meicha says that he remembers that he was entrusted to Ruben, and not to Shimon. So could there be an assuming that each one is more than the whole thing, as the Shifta Rambam? Would Shimon be mechuyev to shvuyeh d'orayis or not? So he could argue both ways. We could say since each one is more than the whole thing, so the shvuyeh would be both. Nishba v'nistar and Nishba v'nistar. So Nishba v'nistar also, so maybe the Mashiach should arise. Or perhaps, since the whole halacha that the Midrash of Chayim Shvuyeh is not based upon Tzvore, because it's based upon Tzvore, so we could say that an Midrash can be Mechayim Shvuyeh of Nishba v'nistar, but it could not be Mechayim Shvuyeh of Nishba v'nistar. So it's not this Mashiach, it's a Gros HaKos. So the Gros HaKos of things that the Nidechot and all Shvuyot are only Nishba v'Nistar, not Nishba v'Neiter. So maybe we could say that in the case where it's both Nishba v'Nistar and Nishba v'Neiter, there is no Chiyuv Shvuyot Raiser. Because when is there a Chiyuv Shvuyot Raiser when it's only Nishba v'Nistar? But if it is both Nishba v'Nistar and Nishba v'Neiter, as in this case, where each one is a Muzet in the whole thing, there is no Shvuyot Raiser. That's one way of saying it. But it would be very reasonable to say just the opposite. In other words, if we say that when two hold on to the talis, so no one is music in anything, so the talis is just like it should be lying down the street, then it's only Nishba v'Neiter. So there certainly couldn't be a Chiyuv Shvuyeh d'Orayis. But if we say that each one is music in the whole thing, so it's both, it's Nishba v'Neiter and Nishba v'Neiter. So then we could argue either way. We could say since it's Nishba v'Neiter that it is a Chiyuv Shvuyeh d'Orayis, after all the fact that it's also Nishba v'Neiter doesn't harm. Or we could say no, it's a Gros HaKos of Nishba v'Neiter. So only when it's exclusively Nishba v'Neiter, not if it's both Nishba v'Neiter and Nishba v'Neiter, there is no Shvuyeh d'Orayis when it's both Nishba v'Neiter and Nishba v'Neiter. We could say that wouldn't be unreasonable. Now, so mainly in the Rambam, the Rambam says, on one hand, the Rambam says in Kirushan Mishneh, that where the Meicher testifies, I saw that there was Mitzchat to Ruvein, so Shimon is not really Shvuyeh d'Orayis, even though the Rambam calls the Shvuyeh of Shnayim Yerzim Italis, Nishba v'Neiter, because the Rambam holds that when two hold on to the Italis, so each one is more than the whole thing. So we made Nishba v'Neiter, he calls it Nishba v'Neiter, but it's also Nishba v'Neiter. It's also Nishba v'Neiter. Since it's also Nishba v'Neiter, so it can be Mechayel Shvuyeh d'Orayis. Mechayel Shvuyeh d'Orayis. However, now, but in Rashi, so we could say, in Rashi we could say that, when Rashi says, so we see that he's not Mechayel Shvuyeh d'Orayis. So one way of explaining Rashi is that Rashi holds, like the fourth possible explanation, the Rashi was in Talis, neither one is more than anything. So we certainly know Chiyuv Shvuyeh d'Orayis. But it's possible to say that Rashi holds that each one is a Muzik in the whole thing. And still, Rashi says that the Meicher says, I know, I remember that I was Nishchatet to Ruben, so both Ruben and Shimon are Mechuyev Shvuyeh d'Rabbanan, and Shimon is not really the way that I say. Why? Because since each one is more than the whole thing, so it's both. It's Nishba ben Yiftar and Nishba ben Eitel. And Rashi holds that when is there a Shwe that I say, well, it's only Nishba ben Yiftar. But if it's both Nishba ben Yiftar and Nishba ben Eitel, there is no Shwe that I say. That's not unreasonable. I would say, be disposed to assume that when it's both, there could be a Shwe that I say. But it's not unreasonable to say that when is there a Shwe that I say, only when it is exclusively Nishba ben Yiftar. But if it's both, there is no Shwe Drai. There is no Shwe Drai. So in many ways, there is no Hechach from this Rashi. This Rashi holds like the fourth explanation, fourth possible explanation. Maybe Rashi Shita is like the third possible explanation. But let's see. I just want to go to the Gemara, proceed with the Gemara and the Rashi, and then we'll discuss the Maram Rutenberg and the Roy. Because the Gemara further, there is the Rashi, and the Gemara further, which has a bearing on this question, as to whether Rashi Shita means that the Shnai Mirza Mitalis, so neither party is a music in anything, or that either party is a music in the whole thing. All right, so let's proceed with the Gemara. Reina Masnis in the Loike Benam. Reina Masnis in the Loike Benam. Which what does the man say? Chemvere Alpim Kosti. So what happened there? A Balabai had workers, and the workers worked for him, so he had to pay them. He didn't have any cash with him, so at the end of the day, so he took his payment to the Chemvere, his boss-salesman, from whom he usually buys, and he said to the company, now I owe these workers $100 for the work that they did for me. So you give them. You give them $100, and I'll pay. Then they both come and demand money, the worker and the Chemvere. So the Chemvere says, you told me to give $100 to your workers, I give $100 to your workers. So now you reimburse me for the $100 I gave them. And the payalim also demand the wages. They say they didn't get a penny from the Chemvere. Now, what is the Balabai? No, he doesn't know who's telling the truth and who is lying. So the halacha is, that's one of the Shwe Tamishim of Mijbon Venei. So the Chemvere has to take a Shwe, that's what I want to say. The Chemvere has to take a Shwe that he gave the workers $100 and he gets $100 from the Balabai, and the Payalim have to take a Shwe and they didn't get a penny from the Chemvere, and again they get their wages. So Benanes is chayv. He says one of the two, either the payalim or the company, swear the shvua shekel. He called the shvua shov. All right, but shov, he put the king shekel. So Memele, how can Bezdin impose a shvua upon a number of parties when Bezdin knows that one of the parties will definitely be swearing for? So Bezdin cannot do that. So Memele, but Bezdin cannot say. It blows his shvuah upon one and not upon the other because Bezdin doesn't know who tells the truth and who is lying. So in any way, they both are entitled to take from the Balabais without a shvuah. Now, according to Rabbanon, so they both take only with the shvuah. So it's a shvuah of Nishba ben Eitel. So that is the Rabbanon. Now, so this halacha that they are both Eitel with the shvuah is mirabon. What would be the halacha in the Raita? Suppose the Chachamim did not intervene and did not enact any special takana. What would be the halacha in the Raita? So the halacha in the Raita would be as follows. Now, each one had a Torah, had a claim against the Malabai. So the Chemvere has a claim against the Malabai. He says, you have to reimburse me. I pay the workers. And the workers have a claim against the Malabai. We worked for you. You didn't pay us. The Chemvere didn't give us a penny. So we have to consider each claim separately. As far as their claims against the Balabais are concerned, so the other party is a third party. The other party. Maisley, as the Gemara says, Maisley, the Chemvere says, Maisley got a Payalim, and the Payalim say, Maisley got a Balabais. They both, each one of the two parties, has a claim against the Balabais. Now, insofar as the Balabais is concerned, in respect to the claim that the Chemveni presents against the Balabai. So what? So the Balabai was not mechuyev to the Chemveni at all. Originally, he had out. He was not mechuyev. But if it is true that the Chemveni gave $100 to the workers, so then the Balabai became mechuyev. And the Chemveni is staying kind of wrong. The Chemveni is staying kind of wrong that the Balabai is mechuyev. And what does the Balabai say? Is the Balabai staying kind of wrong? No, the Balabai doesn't know. So, in respect to the claim that the Chemveni has against the Balabai, what kind of an idea is the Balabai in the idea? It's an idea in his Hayat. In other words, the Balabai says, I mean, the Chemveni is staying kind of wrong, the Balabai is boring, sha'ata mechuyevli. That's what the Chemveni is saying. And the Balabai says, any idea, I don't know. Maybe I am mechuyev to you, because you gave, as I told you, and maybe not, maybe you did not give my workers. So in respect to the claim that the Chemveni presents against the Balabai says the idea is chayati. We passed it, that the idea is chayati, is chayat, is what? In the idea, in paraticho, is chayat. So neither I say the Balabai doesn't have to give the Chemveni at all, not the penalty. Because the Chemveni is saying time is holy, and the Balabai is saying time is shemo, and it's an idea in chayati. So in such a case, Bori the Shemo is love Bori of it, in such a case. So Mimele, neither I say he's potter. The Chemveni cannot put. Now, how about the claim that is presented by the Kaili against the Balabai? So there it is admitted that he owes them. The Balabai owes the Kaelin, they work for it. The question is, was that obligation, that chiyuv, that obligation that the Balabai owes the Kaelin discharged by virtue of the fact that the Chemveni paid them, or it wasn't discharged? So what did the Kaelin say? You are mechuyev to us originally, and it was not discharged. And what did the Balabai say? Any idea? So in respect to the claim presented by the Pealim against the Balabai, so what does the Balabai say in the Yedei and Chatiho? So neither I say, so the Balabai does not have to pay the Chemveni, what he has to pay the Pealim. You have to pay. So the Chachomim or Misake, the Chachomim or Misake, according to the Rabbonon, the Chachomim or Misake, they both get paid. And we issue. We issue. And according to Nanis, versus Midr Abonon, so both get paid without it. Now the Gemara says, Uli Masis lo edike Nanis, Midr Nanis, Homa, Keita, Tereveinu, Boi, Udish, Uesho, so here too, how is it that both swear, but one of them will swear falsely? So the Gemara says, no, here it's not necessarily so, that one of them will swear falsely. Maybe they'll both swear the truth. I feel because what all the swear? So all he's swearing, is that he has at least a head. So it could be that both will be swearing the truth if both pick it up at the same time. So I feel telling you now, so somebody can swear a shop. Okay, so name out, the lake can swear a shop. Ema is a value by the other adjective. Ain't about that way. The Russian of the Gemara is now according to Rabbi Tan. It's not just a possibility that they will be swearing truthfully. But it's presumed like that. And I'm sad that each one owns a head, that they both could have it sometimes. So the Russian Admore is a little difficult according to Ramtam Shite. Because, I mean, that is Ramtam is difficult on the basis of the deal. Because the Russian Admore is, Hoche Nikele Mema Dulekesh Weshov. Eina Ritavai Badodat. But according to Rabban Tam, it's not Italy Meina. It's Ivada. So Rabban Tam will have to explain it. Since it is possible that Avai Badoda has Buro, and they both hold on to it, so in the main way it's already Ivada. This is how Rabban Tam will have to explain it. Now the Gemara has another time. Really, my sister, what is Sumche? The Kisumche, so my mom, I'm going to be so big, I'm going to be so big, I'm going to be so big, So according to Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, so we say that it's Hameitzim Chaveir Olavarai. Hameitzim Chaveir Olavarai. So that was Machus Olav Hameir. Vio. So I say Ruben is the original Balapo. Shimon is the original Balachameir. And they made an exchange. And then the Poro, around that time of the exchange was made, so gave birth to the Vlad. Now, if we knew that the Poro gave birth to the Vlad a second before the exchange was made, so then the Vlad would belong to the original owner of the Poro, to Ruben. If we knew that the Vlad, that Poro gave birth to the Vlad a second after the exchange, so then it would belong to the original Balachameir. But we don't know whether the Poro gave birth to the Vlad a moment before the exchange or a moment after the exchange. So the Rabbonim say, Hameitzim Chaveirei Olavarai. In other words, if it happens to be in the Rishus of Reuven, so then Reuven has it, the Vlad. If it happens to be in the Rishus, when the Shaila comes up for Beth, so it happens to be in the Rishus of Shimon, so then Shimon has it. Suppose it's coming to Adam, so it comes to Rabbonim. Again we say Hameitzim Chaveirei Olavarai. If it's kind of Agam, so there is no Murzek of Tofu, so there is a Murzek of Morekame. Who is the Morekame? The Morekame is the Ruben, the original owner of the Poro, because after all, that's the blood of the Poro. So the Murzek keeps it. Where does the Murzek keep? So this Sumcha says, no. Sumcha says that it's Yahweh. It's Yahweh. So it's Yahweh. Why? Because Mom Amut Misofi is Chelsea. But it's Chelsea below Yeshua according to Sumcha. Here where it's Misofi, Shnaimot Mikawas is Chelsea Yeshua, so should we say that it's inconsistent with Sumcha's view? We must just look at Sumcha because Sumcha's Mom Amut Misofi is Chelsea Yeshua. So the Gemara says, so the Talisman says, turns to the Machshin and says, well am I, so what do you Machshin assume? That it's inconsistent with Sumcha's view, but it's not inconsistent with Rabbonim's view. Now, what did Rabbonim say over there? Rabbonim say over there that Hameitzim Chaveir Olavarai. Well, what am I Rabbonim? I'm Hameitzim Chaveir Olavarai. So it should be inconsistent with Rabbonim also. The Tarsus says to Machshin, why do you ask against Sumchet? I will be Sumchet. You could ask against Rabbonim too. So the more so the Machshin answered, Hai Mai. He Amru Bishlim, in other words, this Din of Shnayim Eyot Mikales. So Yahweh to be Shvue is not at all inconsistent with the view of Rabbanim. Because, on the contrary, it's completely in harmony with the Svore of the Rabbanim, or the Din of the view of Rabbanim. So too, over there the Rabbanim say that the Murzek keeps the Vav. Whether it's the Murzek of Tofus or the Murzek or the Morekame, Ruve is the original owner of the Po. So, Hai Mai, I am Rishlim Rabbonon, the horse of the Lord, Tavse Tavaye, Am Rabbon, Amit Chavir Olavarai. Okay, Tavaye Tavse, Pau the Lord Bishvu, now let's see what Rashi says. What does Rashi say? Okay, Gassi, I am Rishlim Rabbonon, horse of the Lord, Tavse Tavaye, Am Rabbon, Hoche Tavse Tavaye, Pau the Bishvu, Elo, Yam Retzumche, Oh, Elu Yam Retzumche Tash, Umar Hosom Du Ritavse Tavaye. Chelki Melo Yishvue, Ritavse Tavaye, and one is the Murzek. So still, we take it out from the possession of one, from the one who had exclusive possession over the Vlad, and we divide it without Yishvue. So basically, he has the right to take it out from the exclusive possession of the one who is Tofus, and divide it without Yeshua. So Mao so it has it away, but only one is Tofus. One is Murzek. Still we take it out from that from possession of that one who is Tofus. And we are hailing divided below Yeshua. So Hochad is Avay Tavzalo. So we coach that we should have the right, that we should have the right to take it out from the possession of both and divide it without Yeshua. So what does Rashi say? Tavayetav, then it can make him chaveir. So be sure the powder of King the Mechzer Divine, Bameshe chaveir the Teimei, Yehaitov is the Chule, Vahaitov is the Chule, Vekayim will Rabbonon, ואין סימומן מחזקות מברדים, כי דאמרין הוסום לרבונון, כי בוירי יצריך שבוע. So, Rashi says, the height of is the chule, the height of is the chule. Height of is the chule, the height of is the chule. So in other words, so we see from Rashi, that by Shnai Merzim Italis, each one is a murdek in the whole thing. And this is exactly the reason as to why, according to the Rabbonon, so the Makshin says, so that's why, according to the Rabbonon, this thing of the Mishnah of Shnai Merzim Italis is in complete harmony with the Rabbonon's din over there of Hamitim Chavir Olarai. So he says, just as the Rabbonon over there, where one is the moon, and the other one is in it. So they say, that is the one who is the moon, the Kitze. So here we are both Amuzokim. So we are both Amuzokim in the whole thing. Both Amuzokim in the whole thing. So the Mele, we cannot divide it. Because we cannot divide it without the Shvuah. Because if we would divide it without the Shvuah, so it would mean that we are mating. True, Reuben is a Muzek in the whole tower, and Shimon is a Muzek in the whole tower. So if we were to divide it between Reuben and Shimon, Reuben should get every tower, and Shimon have a tower, without any Shvuah. So it would mean that we are mating. We are mating the tower. Half of the talent that we give to Reuven, we are making it from the possession of Shimon, without right. So that's why, how you say, let him swear. So the swearing will be in lieu of the right. It's not such a strong right, the Shvuah, it's not like Hades, but this is the best we could do. So since the Yaloche Amesim Chavir Lo Baraye, so Reuven is a music in the whole thing, and Shimon is a music in the whole talent. Now, so we cannot divide the talus without the Shvuah and give Reuven half. Because if we were to give Reuven half without the Shvuah, it would mean that we are in effect mating that half that we give to Reuven from the Chazokeh, from the possession of Shimon, without any right. And it would mean, equally it would mean, that when we give half to the Shimon, so we are mating that half that we give to Shimon from the possession of Reuven without any right. We have no right to be mati something from the possession of the other without any right. With a right. So the Chacham said, let there be the right of Shvuah, the fact that each one will swear. So it's in harmony with the oneness of the Rabbon. Mashenkin, according to Sumche. So Sumche, they say that we ignore the fact that one is the Muzek. So that means that Gezmer has the right on the basis of Pshat, since it is sophisticated. Who owns it? So Gezmer has the right on the basis of Pshat to take away the blood, which is an exclusive possession, let's say, of Reuven, of the original Balpor, whatever it is, to take it away from his possession, even though he has the exclusive possession over. So Bezna has to take away the blood from the possession, let's say, of the moon, and to divide it without the Shvuah. So certainly in the case where both are Muzokim in the whole thing, not one is the exclusive Muzok, and the other not. So we certainly should say that Bezna should divide it without the Shvuah. That's the Gemara's kasha, that's the Masha's kasha, it seems to be a very strong kasha. But anyway, we see that Rashi emphasizes, the height of it, King the Mechta Gevayim, Masha Chavirit of it, the height of it Bechule, the height of it Bechule. Now, so that seems, so from this Rashi, it's Mashma, the Vashnai Bodh Mitalas, it's not as if it has been lying in the street. No one is the Muzik. But each one is the Muzik in the whole thing. Now, but Rashi says before, V'liyoda adakim, liyoda bezui namich ne'emon, mishohonko to make the osok. So that doesn't present any difficulty. Because we could say, as I said before, if we say the Mashtayim of the Talis, no one is in music in anything, then it is completely Nishvah Neiko, it's not Nishvah Neiko. Then there couldn't be any Shvuah right of it. But if we say that each one is in music in the whole thing, so then there could be Shvuah, because then the Shvuah is both Nishvah Neiko, Nishvah Neiko. So then the Kuti is with the right, and the Rambam Shitti is the Zuri is with the right. But the Rashi is not the Shubit to the Rambam. So maybe Rashi Shitti is like the third part of the explanation, not like the fourth. That each one is the more than the whole thing. But Rashi holds that that's a Hiddush, but it's not unreasonable. That since it's both, Nishba B'Neftar and Nishba B'Neftar, there is no Shubit to the right. Shubit to the right, in order to have a Shubit to the right, it must be only Nishba B'Neftar. If it's both, there is no Shubit to the right. That's not unreasonable. So we could say that. All right. Anyway. So this is the Gemara's task. Eli Amre Tzumches Hashem. Uba Otsum Tav Tavaya Chelotum Mishwe. Hoche de Tavaya Tav Se. Lo Boi Kolshkin. More into the Teretz. Now comes the Teretz of the Tars. Afi Yilutei Mesum. Kino Ma Tzumches Tetsiach. Eko on the basis of Shoreh and Mimele. If without any Shwe. Shemo Vishemo. And here is Bori Bori. Urabe Baravune is Oma Sumchet Apul Bori Bori. So then the question arises, so here it should also be on the basis of Shoreh, Yachleiku, without Shoreh. Just as by Machlik Bori Bachameir, it's Yachleiku without Shoreh. My domain. Shizmoren says, Afilu Teime Sumchet. Ki Oma Sumchet, Eichet Niket Rol in the moment. Aber ich hätte gleich getroffen den Mormen, hallo. Now, so how does Thesis explain getroffen den Mormen? Thesis explains hier getroffen den Mormen in the same way as Thesis explains getroffen den Mormen in Chesed Sabbat. Getroffen den Mormen means where the right and the same is subject with that. Where the right and the same is subject with that. That's getroffen den Mormen. Right and the same is subject with that. So Thesis explains getroffen den Mormen here the same way. Now, we have the same expression. Or the moment in the morning of that. Zeyma shla beitzai, that when we did it down with them, Zeyma shla beitzai, Zeyma shla beitzai. Oma rav nachmen kol da hoiva. So the morning of the kashet, that when we did, Umay shnei mohoz itnana, machmen shvore bachameyo v'yoldo, v'chin amicha shifroz v'yoldo, Zeyma rad shalom macharti yoldo, Zeyma shal kachti yoldo, yachleiku. So how is it that in the case of a machmen shvore bachameyo, so we say yachleiku, and here, rav nachmen, in the case of Zeyma shal beitzai, Zeyma in both, Zeyma shal beitzai, Zeyma shal beitzai, rav nachmen says kol da hoiva. So the morning of the teret, hosom, they are in the Machmas Bola Chameya. Lahai is Lidro Adi Momene, Lahu is Lidro Adi Momene. Lahu is Lidro Adi Momene. So, Hoche Yidimar, Lidimar, Vidimar, Lidimar. So, there is no Rashi in Golovastra. On this part of Golovastra, there is no Rashi. But there is a Rashbam and there is a Tengi. So Thesis explains Torah the moment in the same way as Thesis explains the expression Torah the moment here. Torah the moment means the right and the same is something that is, where the nature of the circumstances is so that a subject is established. It's not the parables who produce the subject. Without the parables presenting any kind, so the subject arises. The subject arises. Where's Torah the moment? I mean, where the parties are responsible for the subject. Because the parties won't say one party is saying one way, the other party is saying the other way. So maybe there is a subject. Let's say God, there is a boat. The boat in the river. Boat in the river. Suppose Reuben and Shimon wouldn't have the old boat. They must have it in the subject. So would there be a subject as whether it belongs to Reuben or belongs to Shimon? Maybe it is a Reuben and Shimon. I mean, Reuben and Shimon are two people out of millions and millions of people. So why does the subject arise whether it belongs to Reuven or it belongs to Shimon? Because they are saying, they argue over it. So they are responsible for the subject that is created. They produce the subject. So we saw all these things. That Reuven was the original owner of the power, Shimon was the original owner of the Chameya. And then they made an exchange, and then we saw that a blood was born, and we don't know when the exact moment when the blood was born. So it's not the parties who produce the subject. The Luis understand the nature of the circumstances is of such character that the subject is produced before them. So the Gemara, so Thesis explains that. So So when do we say, now the Gemara Kasha was it? Why is it that Gabi Aruam, the Zimash Rabbi, the Zimash Rabbi, Isai, so we say called Aruam Va. And by Amachri Paul Bachameya, so we say Yachweku. So the Gemara answers, Amachri Paul Bachameya will say Yachweku because he said all the moment. Because when he's saying he's up to the dead. And Mashenikin, by Zimash Rabbi, the Zimash Rabbi, Isai, it's less with all the moment. If the way time is saying there is no, the subject is created by the power. So then we say he called Aruba. This is how Tesis explains to all the money. The Rashbam explains that in different words, but it could mean the same thing. In different words. So, but it's very likely that the Rashbam means the same thing like Tesis and Bavasta. The only thing is that the Tesis emphasizes the longness of it, and the Rashbam emphasizes the Zidduk, the grammatical origin of it. He says, Dvor at the moment it means Israchmon. Israchmon. So that means, Dvor means, like we say, Dvor at the Tumet. We need it, we say it means Dvor at the Tumet. In other words, Ishaiches. So Dvor means Ishaiches of Mon. So each part of the head is certain Ishaiches. Because we know that Ruben, the original owner of the Paul, has a shaykhah to the bar, because after all, he was originally the owner of the mother that gave birth to this bar. So he has a shaykhah to this bar. It could be that the shaykhah has no relevance now, because if the bar was born after the exchange, so the shaykhah of Ruben to the bar, it has no love. But there is Shaykhah. Rubin certainly has Shaykhah to the Rav. And Shimon, the original owner of the Hamir, also has the Shaykhah, because that's what we made in exchange. So this is how the Rashbam explains it. Shaykhah. But it could mean the same thing, except that the Rashbam emphasizes the meaning, but the wrongness of it. It could be that it means the same thing like they said. Since Rubin has the Shaykhah to the Rav, and Shimon had the Shaykhah to the Vlad. And the topic is because we don't know the exact moment when the Vlad was born. So in many ways, it's not the party to produce the topic. The topic is created by itself, from the nature of the circumstances. The parties are not responsible for the topic. So the Rashbam could mean the same wonders as this. Anyway, Tesis says that it means, the draw of the moment of Azir and Borobastra means great understanding of the bed. And here, when the Gemara says, when the Tarsus says, Afilu Tehne Sumches, Ki Yom HaSumches Eichad Iket Ror Ad Momen, Aval Heichad Reket Ror Ad Momen Eloi. So when Tarsus said this, so Tehne says also, when the Sumches, now the Gemara asked the Kasha, according to Sumches, the Gemach is Bor Bachameya. So if you are like, Veloi Shue, so even though we have business to take it away from the exclusive possession of one person, so it's in the ratio, so certainly here, when it's in the possession of both, so it should be thinking in the ratio, the ratio, so talking in the terrace, where the Sumcha say it's in the ratio, where there is all the moment, where the Rishotesis explains it, or the Rishotesis say him, you saw people there, so there is in the ratio. Ah, well, he had like it all on it. Well, the way that he's saying there is no subject, and the subject is created by these parties, Ruben and Shimon, who hold on to the talis and they keep on arguing whether he picked it up first or the other one picked it up first. So there was like an only moment there where the parties are responsible for the subject, so then it's not Chelchim or Yeshua. It's not Chelchim or Yeshua. This is how Tesis explains all the moment here. In the same way as Tesis explains all the moment in Rabat. But Rashi does not say this. Rashi says, Dror the moment ech tisor in moment. She nifram zeh shalui kibin hav the tisor in moment. Vim niftarnu shalui kibin, min tzozeh choser vat poros. Because over there, there is really a loss. What do you mean loss? I mean, mashen kei, vanitzir, there is no loss. But why is there a loss vanitzir? There is also a loss. Rubin says, he picked it up first, and then Shimon, where is it? So if he picked it up first, so it is. So it makes a difference whether he has been the owner for 50 years, or he has been the owner for 1 minute. The same thing. If he picked it up 1 minute before Shimon, so he acquired title in it. Then Shimon grabbed the fringes and started to hold on to it, so that means there is loss. So what Sofisola Momin here does not mean objective loss of money. It means subjective loss of money. Because people are not disturbed by the fact that a mitzvah which he just picked up, in which he didn't work, and just for a moment, for 1 second, he had title in it, if it's taken away from him, he's not bothered. Subjectively, it's not a loss. So, but over there, it is, by Machlis Paul B'Chameya, so subjectively there is a loss. It's not something that people care for. So this is what Chisolim Omen is. Now, so this is how Rashi explains. Now, the question is, if Rashi explains the Chisolim Omen here in the sense of Chisolim Omen, so it is to be presumed, I mean maybe it's not to be presumed, but that Chisolim Omen is, in Bolvastra, also Rashi would explain the same way, except that there is no Rashi on Bolvastra, but we'd explain the same way. How could we explain Bishlein here? All right, we can explain it that way. Because Mitzia is not something, it's a new gain, I mean, and he doesn't care about it. Subjectively, it's not, it doesn't involve any answer, subjectively. Objectively, yes, but subjectively not. Because the person doesn't care, I mean. So he picked up a Mitzia, that's the whole issue. What did he lose? Did he put in any effort? So in the middle, subjectively, it's not at all. So that's over here by Mitzia. But over there by Zeymeshlavitai, so each one says that this boat belongs to my father, to my grandfather, my great-grandfather, and I owned it for a number of years, and that one said the same thing. So then you certainly lost. As much more lost than in the blood, at all, the blood. So that's a new being. But since he owned the Paul, that's the original Paul, or owner of the Paul, so owned the Paul, so in the melee, it's considered a broad moment, a chisol moment. So here, the boat that belongs, according to him, it belongs to him and to his father and his grandmother. So certainly there is law. So they have that stuff. As a matter of fact, the Rishonim, here in Bom Mitzia, they are Masik and Rashi's Pshat. They are Masik and Rashi's Pshat. Rashi says, draw the moment and means Chisor Momen, so Bishlemi here, all right, we can say Chisor Momen, but we cannot say Chisor Momen in Bor Basra. So, obviously, Rashi, even though here, he explains, draw the moment in the sense of Chisor Momen, but over there, he will not explain it that way. I mean, it doesn't mean that if the same expression is used in several places in the Gemara, that it must have the same meaning in all the places. Actually, grammatically, for the moment it means as the Rashbam says. Not like Rashi and not like this. Like all of the two. Shaykh, that's what it means. So when Tesis explains it, the Old Moment means that Tesis on business, that Tesis explains the longest of the Old Moment, not the grammatical meaning of it. Tesis is made it. Old Moment means Shaykhet, like Drohre Bitumen. The Drohre Bitumen. So Shaykhet. So Mimele, what Tesis explains the longest of the Gemara. Two, Drohre Moment in Bolvastra means Shaykhet of Moment. What does it mean Shaykhet of Moment? Because each one has a Shaykhet in the Moment. And because of all these facts, because of all these circumstances, so a subject is created without the power of producing it. So Rashi will be made that the draw at the moment means a shaykhet upon it. But in Bor Basra, the Gemara uses the expression. Draw at the moment a shaykhet of moment, but in the sense of the longest of the Lutheran of the best. Because in Machlis Paul B'Chameya, so each one has a shaykhet of moment, so in Mele, the Lutheran is of the best. Masha'in can hear, it also, grammatically it means shaykhet of moment, but what's the significance here? So Rashi says, the significance here is, Because over there, each one had a shaykhet of moment to the one. Because one owned the poor, the other one owned the chamer, and he made an exchange, he exchanged it with the poor. So he had a shaykhet. So in many ways there is a subjective loss because of that shaykhet that each one of the parties had to the one. So there is a subjective loss. A great hardship, a subjective loss. So in many ways we say, Yachleik of Loishua. Mashiach came here. There is like a door at the moment. I mean, because until they came to Besdin, holding onto the fringes and screaming, I need to see you. So we didn't know of any shaykhs that the party said to the party. So Memele, that means there is no hardship, there is no real a subjective loss. So Memele, here we say, Yachlei Kudatke Bishu. So in other words, we have to say that Rashi will explain Dror at the moment here only in the sense of Chisor Momin. But in Rubasra he'll explain it the way Tesis does. The way can say him, you saw it with that. Alright, now let's. So the Gemara says, a few things, the Tarsi says, a few things, when the Sumche say, אין חדי תתרור די מומן אין חדי תתרור די מומן אלו so where does Sumcha say that is Yachlei Kulei Shvue where there is Chisor Mamen but where there is no Chisor Mamen so then Sumcha doesn't say Yachlei Kulei Shvue but that's Yachlei Kulei Shvue this is how the Tars lets you so then the Makshin answers him back and he says Vilafka Lachino ומה הוסום ויקד רואה דמומן ולמה ויקד רואה דמומן ולמה ויקד למי מהכור למה ויקד למי מהכור למה או בעשום חסמו מהמות ובסוף יתחיל כי בלא ישוע הוכד רקד רואה דמומן ויקד למי את הווי ולקושמי so the Tarzan was made to the argument of the match that the logic worked that way so then he said אפילו תאים לסום חס שווה זו מן רבוננו רבי יחן, גם רבי יחן שווה זה תקונת חכוני שאלו יהי כל אחד לאחד, הילו יציג את הלוי שלך, ואילי, ואימא שלו. So the question is, what was it? What is it? One, the Tarzan at first said, אפילו את אימא סומכס, כי אומר סומכס איך אני כדרור למומן, אבל איך אני כדרור למומן אלו? So the logic of the Tarzan at first was, that in a case where the knees draw the moment of it, so there is more of a reason that it should be Yachlei Kabbalah Yishua. And in the case where there is no Dror the moment is, there is more of a reason that it should be Yachlei, it should be Yachlei Kudatke with Yeshua. And so the Makshin says, no, the logic is the other way. Uma osam di kedror the moment la, vi kedror the moment la, vi yone, all right. So the Makshin injects another point. Vi kelemina kol lema, vi kelemina kol lema. But from Rashi, it's mashmad, it's an additional point, it's not explanatory of this point. It's additional point. Rashi says, Vito le meima, kule le mar, vei dal koro, hoi kule le mar, hoi kule le mar. So in other words, so the Makshin was arguing on two points. He says, the logic is just the other way around. Number one, the logic is the other way around on the basis of the fact that where it is, Dror de Momene, that where it is, Dror de Momene, where there is Chisor Momene, let's say, according to Rashi. Now, where there is Dror at the moment, so then, on the contrary, where there is Dror at the moment, so it's more likely to be Yachleku with the Shvue Dafke than when, now the Machin assumes that it's more reasonable to apply the din of Yachleku without the Shvue in the case of Dror at the moment. Then in the case of record all the moment and this is what the Tarsa said and the Makshin said no the other way around that it's Yachleku without the Shvue is more likely to apply to a case of record all the moment than in the case of record all the moment so we have to understand what was it? What was the longest of the Havamin of the Gemara and what was the longest of the Maskon of the Gemara? Now,
Veina di Gemore. Now, we have to say that Rashi only here explains all the moment and the basis of Chesomami. What in Bola Basre? He couldn't explain it that way, because Veina Shah Veisai, there is certainly Chesomami, as much Chesomami as a Machi Pola Hamir and even more. So over there, Rashi will explain all the moment in the same way as Tosfos does. In the sense, draw the moment means always anything we suffer today. And here it means draw the moment, chisorei moment. So we have to understand why. Now, over there, so the kasha of the Gemara was, how is it that the Zaymach was for the Hamelia? Then why? Now, over there, so the kasha of the Gemara was, how is it that Zaymach was for the Hamelia? So we say, oh, they cook. And by Zayma Shlavetai, Zayma Shlavetai, we say, call the Alim Gvah. Now, what's the essence of the halacha of Yahweh Kumach with the Hamelia? So the Kibbutz HaRosh says, it's a kshaw. In other words, what does it mean? There is halacha, it's a takosu. Tzedek, 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 echad medin, echad usharet. In other words, there is a conflict between two parties. And nothing, and we have to resolve the conflict. So, Bezdin has the right to make a pshat, to resolve the conflict by making a pshat. So, Bezdin has the right to resolve the conflict by making a pshore, even though the pshore will involve that is not emet. In Achukin Chayu Yisrael. So, even in such a case, why? In order to reduce the hardship of the parties to move. So that's why the Torah says, Echad Medin Echad Ushah. So that's the reason. So, the Gemara is a kashe. How is it? Monashah. Even by Machlok Bar Bachamina. Bezdin doesn't know where the blood was born. So Bezdin has to make it short. So what's the pshore? That each one will get half of the blood. So that does not eliminate the hardship to both parties altogether, but as the best person could do. There's a pshat in the Gemara. In other words, so each one will chalapochet have the blood. So in case it's papishmaya, it's called that the blood, that the original owner of the Torah should be entitled. So the chalapochet, he has half of the blood. Because he is Bezdin. Doesn't know who should get it. So the Meila Bezdin has to make it shorter in order to reduce the hardship of the party to a minimum. So that's Machlok Bar Bachamina. Now by Zayma Shlavetai, both Zayma Shlavetai, Zayma Shlavetai. Also, so Bezdin doesn't know. So just as we say Yachleiku Bezdin is a pshore over there, why shouldn't Bezdin make a pshore here too? And not say, called out in Gvar, I mean, you fight it out among yourselves, leave it out. Why shouldn't Bezdin make a pshore here too? Divide the bowl to reduce the hardship of the party to a minimum. It will not eliminate the hardship altogether, but so why shouldn't Bezdin make a pshore? And that was the kasha of the Gemara. So the Gemara gives the parents over there. So if the parties are not responsible for the suffering, we won't say any suffering with Bezdin by Machlok Bar Bachamina. So they are not guilty. The parties come to Bezdin with clean hands. They didn't produce the suffix. So the suffix was created by itself because of the nature of the circumstances. So the main way, Bezdin is the chuyah to make it sure, even though the chluko is in the chayu yisenet. Over there it's in a chluko in the chayu yisenet. Because either the blood was born a minute before the exchange, or a minute after the exchange. So when we divide the blood into two halves, so it's in a chluko in the chayu yisenet. But since the parties are not responsible for the suffix arose by itself, so the Meila Bezdin has the right to make a pshore, even though it's in a chluko in the chayu yisenet. Because of the halacha of Tzedek Tzedek Tzedek, Echad Medin Echad Ushah. Mashem came here by Zayma Shlavetai. Zayma Shlavetai, they are responsible for the suffix.
they are responsible for the suffering. So in such a case, Bezdin is not mechuyev to make it shorter for them. They created a subject, let them bother, let them, it's their problem, let them fight it out among themselves. So Bezdin is not mechuyev to make it a pshah. So it could be that Rashi holds that why do we say, that when do we say, that where the way to understand there is no suffix, and the party created the suffix, so they created the problem. So Mela Bezdin is not supposed to resolve the conflict by making a pshore, only if a pshore would be in achluka yecheir nisan. If a pshore would be in achluka yecheir nisan. Certainly. Of course, I mean, you could say over there, it's also yecheir nisan, it's maybe the walk to the shooting, but it's not likely, I mean, that the boat. So it's a question of degree. How likely the chances of re-assembly? Because in the case of Mitzir, so it's very likely, I mean, at all, they were both there in the street about the same time. That's the one of them. The question is, did Reuven grab a hold of the tower a second before Shimon, or did Shimon grab a hold of the tower a second before Reuven? So it is just as likely that they both grabbed it at the same time as the other possibility, that Reuven grabbed it or Shimon grabbed it. Mashiachim by Zim Meshulavei Sai, so the likelihood, it's not, the possibility is not excluded. It's not excluded that it could be known by both parents. It could be, but this is a remote possibility. So the Mele, Rashi holds that over there, we do not say Yachleiku, on account of the fact, so we got to be Machlik for Bechamei, even though there is definitely Machlik Yachleiku. We still basically is obligated to make it sure and resolve the conflict because the party didn't create a problem. The problem arose by itself. So basically is the way to resolve the conflict and reduce the hardship of the parties to a minimal, make it sure. So they sure because they are not responsible for producing the source. Mashiach came by Deima Shal Aveisai. Deima Shal Aveisai, they are responsible for creating the source. So basically cannot make it sure. When in all probability, if the chluke is not going to be end, if that will be clear. Oh, Mashiach, if there is the chluke is yechelo, not just yechelo or a remote possibility, but it's very likely. As for example, in the case of Steinmeier and Talent, so there the possibility that both left the. Pick it up at the same time, it's very likely. You see that the comics are Al-Tami, Silva, Al-Sadeh. So even if we reject Al-Tami, Shite, so it's not Al-Sadeh, but it's not a remote possibility. It's a very, very likely thing. So they are, even if the parties created itself, so we should still, business should still be obligated to make it short. For the same reason that Bezdin is obligated to make it short in the case of a machlokes for the chameir, so over there Bezdin is obligated to make it short, even though it's definitely a machlokes for yecheir nisan. Why? In order to reduce the hardships of the parties to a minimum. So in the case of the the possibility of the chluke being emet, being in countenance, you know, with the text is very remote, so then Bezdin cannot make it short. After all, they are responsible. Achli for the chameir, even though it's definitely the mishum sofi that it's not emet, it doesn't conform, the chluke will not conform to the objective fact, but since they are not guilty at all, they didn't produce the sofi. So Bezdin is mechuyev to make pshara, resolve the conflict, and reduce the hardship of the parties to a minimum. But in the case of Zeima Shal Aveisai and Zeima Shal Aveisai, so Bezdin does not have a right to make pshara. Because after all, why should Bezdin make pshara when the chluke no likelihood will not conform to the objective fact? prepared. In order to reduce the hardships of the party to a minimum, let them worry about it. They produce the topic. Let them solve their own problems. There's the chat. Masha'inkein, in case where the chluche, the pshore, will in all likelihood conform to the objective test. So they are, the fact that they produce the topic is no reason to exclude the being of pshore. That's why Rashi does not explain Tzchor at the moment here the same way as he explains the Gemara Vavas. So in the Gemara Vavas, Rashi will explain Tzchor at the moment in the same way as Tzchor at the moment. But here not. Because what's the reason as to why if the Tzchor produce the topic so we don't make it pshore? Because it's not right to make it pshore when in all likelihood the pshore will not conform to the objective fact, and one will get what he is not entitled to get in all likelihood. So just to reduce, just because from the point of view of reducing the hardship of the party, when the party themselves created a problem, so there is no thing of making the pshore. Masha'inke, in this case of Mitzie, or in all likelihood, The pshore, if we say Achleif, will conform to that objective test. We see that according to Ramtam, it's even an ansade. So even if we say it's not an ansade, but it's very likely. So there, even though the parties produce the topic, we still should, then should still make it pshore and reduce the hardships to a minimum, in as much as it's very likely that this will conform to the objective fact. So that's why Rashi rejected the same shot that he will agree with in Bobasre, but here he rejected it. So here we explain now when the Tarsnet first says, Kiyo Masumche, Hechad Yiket Rohr Adi Momene, Avo Hechad Reket Rohr Adi Momene. So he said, this, the reason is why here we do not make it short. And we say, therefore she says, Yachleif without Yeshua is because here there is no subjective one, there is no real hardship. Subjectively there is no hardship, no real hardship. So anyway, why should that, so that's why we don't apply the din of pshat. If we have the business, apply the din of pshat, so then without Yeshua. Because Yeshua means if you don't swear, you don't get anything. So the pshat is not the real pshat. I'm going to impose the burden upon the parties to swear, and if someone refuses to swear, so then it doesn't get. Suppose both parties will refuse to swear, what will happen to the talent? So be a munach. So it's not a real pshore. If it's Yachleif only with Yeshua and without Yeshua, so no one will get anything. So it'll be a munach. So if the talent says, I feel it is so. So you kashi is, but according to Sukha, there is a aloche of pshore, even, so the aloche of pshore implies that Bezdin should take out even a chifetz, the blood, from the exclusive possession, let's say, of the Barapho, or of the Barachameh. And in order to resolve the conflict and make it pshore, alachat kamo lechamo, where we don't have to take possession, from take out the talents from the possession of one, of the exclusive possession of war, we certainly should apply a pshore. Just how to say, where is Bezdin Yechuye? To make a pshore in order, why is there a pshore? After all, Bezdin over there makes a pshore and it doesn't conform to the objective fact. And one person will keep something to which he is not entitled. So why does Bezdin do it? In order, that's the best thing that Bezdin can do. Because in order to alleviate the hardship, to reduce the hardships of the party to a minimum. So it's only when there is a lot of money that real hardship. But here there is no real hardship. So why should... So assuming, let's say, that Rabbi Shmaya Zaliyah wouldn't pick it up first. Wouldn't pick it up first. And we don't say Yachleifu. So that means only they swear. And if they refuse to swear, they don't like to swear, so then it will be a munach. So what will happen? Reuven, who actually was entitled to have possession of it, will not have it, so what's the hardship that he will sustain? so you not again. So the name of Bezdin has no right to apply it short. Since there is no real house, this is what it happens. So the Gemara says, you laugh, call the Umar or some dicket roar the moment of Umar. The dicket roar the moment of Umar. The dicket remain a cool Umar, the dicket cool Umar. Or my son has no amos with some trail to which way. Oh, has a record roar the moment. The dicket remain a tavai. He's very coaching, he's very coaching. So the Gemara says, but here, even without the subjective one, inasmuch as the possibility, inasmuch as the possibility of is very likely, so without this objective hardship, you should apply the din of shore. Even more, and the logic demands, which dictates that here the concept of shore should apply with more force than in a machlis b'olam. Because namach l'forma chameya, true, there is a heart, a subjective law, there is a hardship. But at the same time, we know that the pshoret will not conform to the objective fact. And that one, either the original Baal Tomo or the original Baal Chameya, will get heavy blood that doesn't belong to it. So it's still we do it. Still we do it. In order to alleviate the hardships of the party. So like a tamo v'chamo, here, where no likelihood that Pshore will conform to all the objective facts, in all likelihood each one will get that head that which is entitled. There is a possibility now. But in all likelihood, each one will get what is entitled, even though it's not a certainty. So we certainly should make Pshore in order to eliminate hardship. Here it's not just a question of eliminating hardship, but to eliminate hardship. True, the hardships are not so great subjectively. But here, in all likelihood, all the hardships of both parties, will be eliminated completely, even though the hardships are comparatively slight. But in all likelihood, they will be eliminated completely, whereas in the case of a Machlis Baal Chameya, the hardships subjectively are much greater. But we know that it will not be eliminated completely, it will only be alleviated, will only be reduced to a minimum. So for the same rationale that dictates that Namach Lefor B'Chameir Bezdin should apply Pshore, so dictates with greater force that here, where in all likelihood, the Pshore will eliminate all the hearts. But if each one, if it is true, that each one picks it up at the same time, they both pick it up at the same time, and then it's divided, so then it will eliminate all hardship, not just reduce hardship to minimum, eliminate hardship. So I have come with Hamel that there is to the Pshore. So the Gemara says, now the question is this, why did the Tartnet first assume one way, and then the Tarsnet assumed the other way? After all, I mean, the Tarsnet first also knew that here it's a chukah yichayel yisemes, and it's very likely that when the chukah is made, it will eliminate all the hardships altogether. Because each one will get that head that is the title. So the Tarsnet first also knew that. So why did he apply a reverse logic? Why? So apparently, there is something in the mind of the Tarsan at first, and then the Machin said, no, it's not like that, and because of that, the Tarsan agreed with what the Machin said. Well, that sounds a little bit like the Maram Shifa, right? So it could be. Now, we saw that Rashi said that in Shnai Mirv and Italis, each one is a Mordek in the whole palace. Not that each one is Mordek in nothing. Now, so where does Rashi say it? Rashi says it, there, when the Gemara says, Umarot leitaf de tavaye. So, choy timulei shmure, hochei tavaye tafsa leikosh. So,
No, no, I am a bishlem rabbon on hot with a savai, I am rabbon amit chavir ala raye, hoche savai tavs de pao de bishwe, elu yam de tzumches, hashte, uma hot with a savai chelkim lo ishwe, hoche savai tavs de lo, lo ikol shkin.
So in other words, at that point, so the Gemara assumes that each one is a mordek in the whole thing. Now, if we assume that each one is a mordek in the whole thing, then we should say, like the halamin of the Gemara, kiyo nasum chet yichet yichet all of the moment, avol yichet yichet all of the moment alone. Because since each one is a mordek in the whole thing, and there is no real subjective loss, there is no great heart, so why should Beth a tribe shore and take out the talent from the possession of the party in order to eliminate what kind of a hardship? A great hardship, a very slight hardship. That's all there is, no subjective one. So if we say that each one is in order to get the whole thing, then the longest of the halamin of the more kiyo masum kase kadike bro the moment avohiche. Our little like the moment alone is right. Then it's right. The one bit of the Gemara. Because since the Gemara in this Abba, when he assumed as the Gemara before assumed, as the Gemara before assumed, that by Schleimer we tell us each one is a Murdek in the whole thing. If each one is a Murdek in the whole thing, so that means if basically we apply Pshorel, say a great of the way she was, what would it mean? We have to take out from the possession. We take away the talent from the possession of the party and do what? And subject the pshat. And what will be the result? What will be the purpose? What of the pshore? So because it's very likely that three pshore will eliminate all the hardship. What kind of hardship? Not such a big hardship. At all, there is no real odds. It's only a question of an extra gain. Of course, objectively, if it is an extra gain, if he picks it up, so it is. But there is no real hardship. So why should Beth take out the chayvet from the possession of Bari and then apply pshore for the purpose of eliminating comparatively slight hardship? Even though it's likely that with the pshore, the hardships will be completely eliminated. It's likely, but it's likely the other way too. So why should we take out from... But then, this is why the Havamina says, אפילו זה מסומך, כי הוא מסומך שיש את גברו אלמור על ויש ולכת בו אלמור אלוי. So then, the מסכון of the Gemara was, no, זה לא עסקה לכן, no. Now the Gemara changed. Now the Gemara assumed, no. That, and this is the מסכון of the Gemara. The Vashnai knows in the Talmud, it's not that each one is the music and the whole thing. There's no one is the music and anything. So the Talmud is lying in the street. We don't have to take out. So in order to fight Pshore, we don't have to take it out from the possession of anyone. So the logic is that way. Since it's very light, now the talent is not in the possession of any part. It's lying in the street, in effect. So, and true, there is no subjective loss. All right, there is no subjective loss, but there is definitely objective loss. Objective loss. So why should we say Achlei Kudaski with Ishwure? Which means that in case they refuse to swear, it will be a munach. As the Yimunah, when we can apply Pshore and there's no likelihood, that Pshore will conform to the objective facts and each one will get that which to which he's entitled. So under Rabbi, so for the same rationale that the Ramach before the Chameir, we apply Pshore even though they will know that it will not be any, Achlukol will not be any, in order to alleviate the heart. So here, when it's likely, that not only will alleviate the hardship, will eliminate all the hardship. And after all, we don't have to take out any talent from the possession of the party. Because no one is a mu'zeh. So the reason is why the halamin of Gemara assumed one way, and the other, and the baskol of Gemara assumed the other way, is because the halamin of Gemara assumed that Vashnai mu'zeh b'talet, as Gemara before assumed. So each one is a mu'zeh in the whole thing, and the maskon of the Gemara was the Vashnai mu'zeh b'talet. So each one is mu'zeh in nothing. So the talet is in effect lying in the street. So the melee. So certainly the Rashi Shite, we can understand, even without that, we can understand Rashi Shite. But, so now we can say that according to Maskon of the Gemara, that each person of the Talis, each one is more than no part of the Talis. So maybe it's only Nishba B'nai Teo. So it certainly could not be true.
So, according to Rashi, the Havalin of Gemara, when Gemara says, that you see the Tzumche, Kiyoma Tzumche, take it to the Bore in a moment. Aber ich hätte wecket all the moment of Lord. So the Hava Mina of the Gemara assumes that by Shnayim of the Tower, each one is music in the whole Tower. So that means that in order to apply Pshore and to say Yachlein Kru, so we would have to take it out from the possession of the Tower and to say Yachlein Kru. So it's an even Sumcha, even though it's Sumcha Tomo. Even though it's Sumcha Tov, that we do it even to take it out from the exclusive possession of the Tzofos. So we take it out and we apply it in short of Yachleiku without issue. So it is only Hichad Yikidro at the moment. Because over Tzorash explains, because over there is a real Chiton moment. So since there is a real Chiton moment, so Mele, they are not exposed for the topic that is presented to the prophet. They didn't produce it. The topic is, in other words, since there is a Chiton moment. Here, the moment means Chiton moment, but in the Lubavitcher, the moment is, so Rashi would be made, that means, the Lord is understanding the topic with this. So over there, so since there is a real Chiton moment, so we have to apply a pshat. Mashein came in this case, where there is no Chiton moment. So Bezni has no right to take it out from the possession of the party, from the joint possession of the party and the private showing, because there is no real hardship, there is no real one. So then the Gemara must come in the Vaskava Chayyar. The Gemara assumes the Vashnayim or the Talis, so neither one is in music in anything. So the Talis is to be considered, as if it has been lying in the street. So there's, in order to apply Pshore, does not have to take out the possession from the, does not have to take the talent out of the possession of the party. The talent is not in the possession of either party. So on the contrary, we could draw a moment. So, and the call to Rashi, it's two different reads. Because Rashi says, we can name a kule the mar. Read our call for a kule the mar, it's mashma. Two separate reads. So, Hochet Leket Rol Reb Mamele. So in other words, so leave over there, where there is a Chiton Moment. So you say Yachleiku Beloishwe. So Hochet Leket Rol Reb Mamele, where there is no Chiton Moment. And in as much as the palace does not have to be taken out of the possession of any party, why shouldn't we apply it Shoreh? And then another reason, because Umar Hoso, So we know that the Pshorim will not conform to the objective fact. Still, we apply a Pshorim according to Tumchet, al-Kamu here, where there is, it's likely that it will conform to the objective fact. But in the Halamim, we more assume that each one is a Murzek. So, if we assume that each one is a Murzek and there is no hardship, there is no real loss, so then on the contrary we should say, if there is no Chisorim Moment, why should Bezni take it out from the possession of the party and the Tzvayim Pshore? There is no hardship. So that's why the Havamim in the Gemara assumed one way and in the Maskon in the Gemara assumed another. All right. Now, let's see how it takes this question. Now, let me make this in the way you announce. Matino may not. Let's see. Die Jode schaft das Matrizen, das ist der Weiber oder Asbos. Und wir kommen auf den Polen, sie haben eigentlich über die Schuhe. Ach, ey, sie öfter, sie loben mit die Schuhe schon. Und Schane hat zum Wada ich die Schuhe schon. So one thing we have to say, now Rabbi Natan says, Gemara said it first, Lein Matriz nicht Venanis, because according to Venanis, it says he does not impose his Schuhe, if one of the parties will swear falsely. So the Gemara says it there is not. It's only when it's a Vada'i that will swear falsely. But here, it's not a Vada'i that it will swear falsely. So why did the Makshin say, Lein Matriz nicht Venanis? So things that say is that the Makshin also knew that in Shnei Mose in the Talis, it's very likely that Tavayi Badarag will. But the Makshin assumes that according to Benanis, that we don't impose a shwe upon parties if one of the parties will swear falsely. So not only when you say certainty that one of the parties will swear falsely, even where it's just likely that one of the parties will swear falsely, so we don't impose a shwe. But one thing we have to say, according to Ramatam says, the Vashnaim of Mitalis de Achweku is not based upon a substance of Mordek, but it's based upon the Biro of Mordek, so it's an Ansade, so it's not even a topic. It's considered as a Baba, that each, that the Tabayah Ba'adodek has born. Now let's say, it's like the Chazon Kovat Yodom Shishalei. So this, the Makshin certainly did not know, because if the Makshin had known that Vashnaim of Mitalis, so we apply the Chazokah of Komati Yodorim Shishalei. How could we say, according to Benanis, there couldn't be any Shwe? But here it's presumed, it's taken for granted with the Rasvada. Chazokah Komati Yodorim Shishalei, the Tabayi Barona Adbo. So Benanis is Din and no Shaykh. So that we have to say. True that he says that the Makshin Yodah Shafia, Efshu Tabayi Barona Adbo, so it's Yodah Shafia that there is such a possibility. But it's not Yodah Shafia that we apply the Chazokah Komati Yodorim Shishalei. So then, the more sincerity is, no, here it's a Badai. And it could be, I mean, that even in a case where it will not be a Badai, that they swear truthfully. But as long as it's likely also. But the fact is that according to Maskon of the Gemara, so in this case, it's a Badai that we presume that each one will swear in. But the Makshin thought that the Achleiku is not based upon the Chazokah of Yodah Shalei, but only on the subject of the Alright, what's on the Tassu Tavai? Well, my Rabbona Amra Mitzchazir Ovarai, hi, man. Yeah, Mr. Rabbona Amra Mitzchazir Ovarai, I'm Rabbona Mitzchazir Ovarai. Oh, the Tavai is up, the power to be Shmuel. What's on the Tassu Tavai, it's in my echo. So then, it's here Mitzchazir Ovarai, so we let the Vlad stay in the possession of the moon. That's the reason of the Rabbon. The Achal Gav, the Hashimu, the Medes, the Agam, Yisrael Rabbono, and Aleitim Chaveirei, all of Achaye. Even though, even the case was Medes Vagam, where there is no one Tokut, so we still can't meet the Chaveirei of Achaye. So, Mikombo came in for Echot Tokut, Machmas Kassus Morakam. So it's still based upon the reason of Amelit Mokhal Varaye, that we let the Mordek retain the possession. Because even if no one suffers, but it's Kareb Adam, but the Morekami is considered a Mordek. So is it. So, but Mashen can hear, it's Yachleiko, Fishwood. Vizigorat, Hosom de Chavinai. Vizigorat, Hosom de Chavinai. Heichad Yiket Roa de Momele. Heichad Yiket Roa de Momele. Peru. Now, so there's not a guilty. Our guilty is Hosom Lutatis Hawaii, not both are suffering. But only one is suffering, one is more. But there's another guilty. These are going to Hosom the Chadminai. The Chadminai. So Memele thinks it belongs to one of them. So Memele, we don't say Yahweh. We don't say Yahweh Meshua. Now what's the Pshat the Chadanai? After all, it's a topic to whom it belongs, the Chadanai. But it's a topic to whom it belongs.
So the pshat is, the chadmenai is there, if we are there at the chadmenai, it means the same thing of hamitim chaveri ol v'rai. In other words, according to Maskona of the Gemara, that's the Maskona of the Gemara according to all the Kehen, except the Rambam, that tok v'kehen, so is it finished in the other. So in other words, so one is a murde, so then we say that the murde has title to it, because it's a father. Tok v'kehen, so is it finished in the other. So that, so if we are there, because of the Chadana, it means the same thing. Because over there, there is one is a Murzek, so the male in the acquired title, even if Rav Ishmael, it will be done that it should not be entitled to it, but since that he doesn't know, and he is a Murzek, the Shosh and Yerda Sofis, so he acquired title to Kirat Svara. So that's the Pshat in Chadana. Here's a big at all the moment. So, here's a big at all the moment. So, I feel it's in Masumche. Here Masumche, that's what the Havan is. Here's a big at all the moment. So there is the Achleiko without the Shosh. I will hear like at all the moment away. Perusha B'loit HaNeseya, so Jesus explains for all the moment here the same way as he explains the Chesed Shabbat. Shabbat HaNeseya is of the best. Yid Zeh HaTzviyo HaVeir Mulev Nezneito. Kim Shesh HaTzapor, Machzor HaMeir, Achshev, Achashah, Sopi. Mulev Az Me'atzmei, Dilu Sheyachleiko Apilu B'loit Shuo. Why? Because since the Sopi is produced by itself, it's not the party to produce the Sopi, they are not at fault for the Sopi. So the male at this is required to apply it short because it's not their fault that they leave it off. So we can apply the deen of Tedek Tedek Kirby. Machine came here, so they produce the suffix. So Bezni is not the Chuyet, not only is not the Chuyet, it's not even supposed to apply short. After all, they produce the suffix, it's their fault. So the Bezdi is not expected to apply it short. Alright. Now then, Umarot, so the Gemara answers. Gemara says no. Some Gemara is just the other way. You have to look at it. Umarot, so. Bamach with Paul Mohammed. We could roll the moment. We could remain my full of them. We probably have we sumche, so we trabono. The banana is, so what is Gemara saying now in Mascon? That Adarat, Adarat, seems here, there is like a lot of money. And it's open, and it's, in other words, seems over there. There is a lot of money. And it's full of them are, or full of them are. So the male, there is more reason that there should be Yachlei Kudaki with the Shvoyer. So in this case, when Shaykh to say, well, it is to be presumed that Avaya Badalati. So Umar or some Dikit Rodim Omen, Zikr Nura Kuladim. So there is no reason to say Yahweh could ask him to it. So it says, we call Lucham Yitzim Chesir Alike Rabono, the Banam. So in Hashim Yishwe Shok, the Banam is Adara Beich, the Dikir Nura Kuladim, how the Bnei Yishwe, Mishim Dikir Bada Yishwe Shok. Certainly, Jesus is certainly right in this, because we couldn't say it any other way. By the way, the Gemara says that Adara Beich, since it's all the moment, and it's Oikoidema, and either the blood belongs completely to the original owner of the polo, or the blood belongs completely to the original owner of the Hamelia. So in Mele there we have more reason that we should take this way. So that could be only according to Rabbono of the Nam. They are not Cheshesh for that's going to be Shvuah Shor. Masha'in came according to the Namet. So the Namet says that there couldn't be Shvuah, could not be imposed by Beis upon parties if we know that it's the result of this Shvuah. So one of the parties will swear Shvuah Shor, will say Shvuah Shor. So in that case, the Machlok Baal Hameya, if there will be a Shvuah, so one of the parties will swear Shvuah Shor. Now, Father Rabbi, he's going to be mouth out of the Shvuah, he's going to say. Umaro from the draw of the moment. Here, that's the Sabbath in Gabi Alp. You are Rav Nachman, called out Zvar, Port Mamach, Port, called out Zvar, it's Port Mamach, 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 Bituya machlis vor Mechameir, das Jachlis, and go and I will arbeit, it's called Anuvar, because by man machlis vor Mechameir, there is all the moment when there is a person to say Jachlis, but she came by I will arbeit, so there is no all the moment they produce a topic, so the Mele, it's called Anuvar, and they are that territory name. The Gemara doesn't refute that distinction. Here, the Maskon of Gemara is Adarab, that if there is like it all the moment, so there is more reason as to why there should be Achleik with the Shuwet. So it says, how you should believe your Chmuke as well as all the moment, and it says, Miach HaShetopi Gomor, the way can be some days in the Achleik, אבל הרבה, אף אגב דרך לא יתאווי, כי נדלק את רוב המומנה, ואיר זה נעבדי כל הנדבר. That's in regard to the question as to whether we should apply Yidil Chmuke or Yidil Chmuke or Yidil Chmuke. מה שאין כאן here, what the question is. The question here is not between Chmuke without the Shvoy and Chmuke with the Shvoy. I'm sorry. The question here is not whether Chmuke or Chmuke or Yidil Chmuke, but the question is whether Chmuke with the Shvoy or Chmuke without the Shvoy. So, אבל אם שווה, אם לא יהיו סבורת עוד מומר לך לא יהיו שווה. אחרי שהוא בוודאי שולח את מהם, סבור הוא שיחליקו בשווה, אולי ילך את מהם. So, take this emphasize it, the fact that whereas in שניים עוד מטאות, So we say, Tavayi Badodadbo, he can name a Tavayi, so by Machlis Baruch Hamir, so he's called him Ma'ar, he's called him Ma'ar. He doesn't emphasize the fact that Machlis Baruch Hamir, there is Ra'ar the Momene, and here at the time of the Talis, there is Leket Ra'ar the Momene. So it's Mashma, from Loshim Tesis, that whereas, according to Rashi, the Gemore, the Maskon of Gemore, mentions two separate reasons that why the logic works is that way. One is Lav Kalachino. The logic works that way. Ma Rosam Diket Ro'ar the Moment Le'ma. Diket Ro'ar the Moment Le'ma. But here it's Leket Ro'ar the Moment. So that's one reason as to why. Adarabe. So there should be, so there is more of a reason that it should be a chleiku here, but not more than the towers without the shwe, it's another there. And then another reason as to why it should be a chleiku without the shwe. There's more of a reason here as to why it should be a chleiku without the shwe, it's in the Machu Rokhamir. For two separate reasons. From Tesis emphasizes the fact that here is Tavayi Ba'adodad Bo, whereas over there is Kulidimari Kulidimari. He doesn't emphasize the record draw the moment here as again the record draw the moment over there. So it's much more saying it's not two separate reasons. Not as Rashi says, the room. But it's one reason. And according to Tesis Pshat of draw the moment, we can explain it as one reason. Because this is what Gemara says. Gemara says, V'lavka l'chemer, u'ma ho'som diket draw the moment ma'a v'ket draw ma'a. It's vikal mi makul ma vikal mi makul ma over there so the way that is saying me you know the best and the nature of the circumstances of the case is of such character that the topic is presented whether the vlad belongs completely to the original balapor or the vlad belongs completely to the original balchame so it's one reason not two separate reasons Tesis doesn't say the need alcohol it's one reason So if Sumcha says Yachleiku ve lo Yishvue, in that case, by Machlis Baruch Hamir, where the Lo Yitani says, a subject is presented as to whether the Vlad belongs completely to Balapor, or the Vlad belongs completely to Baruch Hamir, so it's Yachleiku ve lo Yishvue, Kamo vichamo, that here, Ochet Leket Ro'o the moment, So there is nothing peculiar in the circumstances of the case. The second case, we should produce a topic to us as to whether the talent belongs completely to Lord, to Uvein, or completely to Shimon. No, I like it all the name now. The Ikele Meima is a vile. On the contrary, here, so suppose they wouldn't tie. We see two Uvein and Shimon have possession of the talent. what would we say? Hazoki komatiro di shishoet. The goat hold it, so it's both. So even if they hold it, it's the same thing. It doesn't change anything, because it's like a draw at the moment. It doesn't, there is nothing peculiar in the circumstances of the case that there should be a topic in our mind. Who owns the talis? On the contrary, here, it's like a draw at the moment. This only was Tavayi, and we say Tavayi, not only Nikolai Meima. We say Tavayi. It's Chazok Tomatiyam Shisharei. So we call strange that we should say Yachrei Kubaloshwe, because after all, over there is more of a reason to say Yachrei Kubaloshwe over there than over here. Because over there we certainly cannot say it's a bad idea, it's a presumption that the blood belongs to both. On the contrary, we know that the blood does not belong to both. Either it belongs to the Balakor, or it belongs to Balakhameya. And the circumstances of the case are such that we have to say either it belongs completely to the original Balfour or it belongs completely to the original Muhammad. So in other words, so there is no presumption. We cannot take it for granted. It belongs to both, so it's Yachleiko. No, we know that it doesn't belong to both. And still we say Yachleiko, the Roshue, even though there's a possibility that had each one been required to take Yachleiko, he would be deterred, he would be made there.